The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show.
Have you ever gargled peanut butter?
What's the capital of North Dakota?
Do I spit when I talk?
All this and more on the Eric Metaxas Show. Now your host, until further notice, Eric Metaxas.
Hey there, folks. Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. As you know, we've been talking about current events a lot more lately, not just because we have an election coming up, but because the world has exploded into madness. I've been on this program a million times telling people, if you care about Black Lives Matter, for the love of God, if you believe Black Lives Matter, don't give to Black Lives Matter. Don't support the organization. They are Marxist maniacs who couldn't care less about Black lives. And I thought, you know, maybe people aren't going to take me seriously because I'm not Black enough. All right. I got a tan, but I'm not Black enough for you. Let me think who I can get on. And then I thought, wow, what if I could get on Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson? He kind of talks about this when he gets the opportunity. Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson, I am thrilled to have you on this program. Welcome.
Thank you, Eric. It's a joy to be on with you as well. I really appreciate it. And nice tan, by the way.
What do you think of this tan?
It's amazing.
I'm getting there. You know what
You're
I'm saying?
Getting there. Pretty soon you'll be Black.
Listen, when I put on the self-tanner, it says, you know, you can be whoever you want to be in America, you can be whoever you want to be.
That's right.
And, this is who I want to be. And I want people to accept me as I am.
There you go.
We got to get serious here. You have talked a lot about what's going on in the culture, and I don't even know where to start. Let's start with Black Lives Matter. I've said that they are a Marxist organization that's all about power. They don't care about Black lives. And I have actually said that if they could have killed George Floyd to get power, that's how little they care about Black lives. And that's how little they want. That's how much they want power. I think that they are just one of the most cynical organizations that we've ever had in public life. And corporations are giving big money to them. Tell us, you're a Black man who talks about this all the time. What do you know about this organization called Black Lives Matter?
Black Lives Matter, and I've had them on my show as well, Jesse Lee Peterson, jesseleepeterson.com. And Black Lives Matter is a far-left liberal radical organization founded by a bunch of fat, Black, radical lesbians, right?
And now, wait a minute. Now, I don't want to – we're not here to put down people – you know, but what you're the reason you're telling me this, because I just want my audience to be tracking here. They are, I've heard from other guests on this program that they are not just, you know, they're not just on the left. They are radically on the left, on the Marxist left, and that they're basically against, quote unquote, the patriarchy. So when you say,
well, that's what I'm about to say. That's what you're saying. Far left, radical lesbian, because. Yeah. These people hate, and they are meant to be a Marxist. They hate God. They hate the nuclear family. They hate unborn children. They hate anything that's good. And their whole mission is to turn America into a socialist, communist society. It is not about Black people. It's not about Black lives. Black lives matter are just words that are supposed to draw you in emotionally. You know, like, that's why they say, Black Lives Matter, dude, Black Lives Matter. When you hear those words, all lives matter, right? But they're using those words in order to manipulate you. And unfortunately, those who cannot see are falling for those words. And especially corporate America, and especially white Americans. Because white Americans, and not all, but most are afraid to speak up. Especially when it comes to Black people. They're afraid of being called racist. They're afraid of being their jobs, their lives being ruined. And so they're not speaking up about it. But Black Lives Matter is worse than the KKK. They make the KKK look like angels. And if they cared about black lives, look at Chicago. Chicago, black-on-black crime is out of control. Little children are being murdered, being killed. And Black Lives Matter don't protest those communities at all. This is an attempt to destroy America. And we need to find out who is paying them to do it, who is training them to do it, so we can see what's going on. It is not about black lives.
I was going to say, you know, what's so interesting, and I always feel like I want people to understand the big picture, right? And that's kind of what we're talking about here, right? In other words, like when somebody says, I'm a Christian, or somebody says, I'm an atheist, or somebody says, I'm gay, or somebody says, whatever. In this country, we have freedom. People can be who they want to be. I have friends that are atheists. I have friends that are on the left. I have friends that are gay or lesbian. But here's the key. This is what we're talking about. We are talking about an organization that wants to impose radical values. In other words, it's not just about who you are. Yeah. They want to impose an agenda. And that's the difference, you know, between gay people and gay activists. As a Christian, I have certain views about sexuality, right? But there are people on the other side, and this is who Black Lives Matter is. They want to impose an anti-biblical view, but they are willing to use the guilt of white Christians. And you know, there's churches working with them. Tell us about that, because you've written about this. You've written so many books. The idea that they are fooling white people into thinking that somehow that they are they're on the right side of history, that Black Lives Matter is an organization that really cares about black lives. I mean, you've already said a little bit about that.
Our battle is a spiritual battle. It's a warfare between good and evil, right versus wrong. It's not about your color. It's not about male or female. It's good versus evil. And I never thought that I would live to see the day in America when we are a Judeo-Christian nation, where I would see churches and parts of the military, National Guards, and police bowing down to these radicals, cleaning and washing their feet and going along with this evil that they're promoting. If you are a son or daughter of God, it's clear to you it's not about the color. It's clear to you that it's about good versus evil, the warfare that's going on. And there is no way that you will bow down to evil. And these people are not about overcoming anything. They're about destroying. And the fact that there are, I have to believe that there are liberal churches who are not of God, but pretend to be. You have to be in order to bow down to evil. These people have been attacking America. America is under a terrorist attack by Black Lives Matter and Antifa and others who hate the country for the good. And instead of the Christians speaking up against it, going totally against it, some are going along with it. You cannot be of God and support evil in such a blatant way that we see happening with Black Lives Matter. All children of God should be denouncing this, speaking up against it, and not accepting it as a good, but call it what it is.
And to be fair, I mean, I have a lot of friends who are Christians who it's clear to me that they don't understand the reality. That's why I want to talk about it on this program so much, because I think that they think, hey, there's racial division and we're just about healing the racial division. And, you know, I'm here to say, and to have guests like you come on to say, wait a minute. I think everyone I know is for that. But what is happening now is you have a group that is manipulating people via guilt, and they're manipulating you using your good feelings about wanting racial reconciliation. They're manipulating that to pull you toward a radical agenda that has nothing to do, certainly nothing to do with the scriptural view of the world. And just many, many people are being fooled. They just have no idea what they're supporting.
As a matter of fact, I have proven, and I grew up on a plantation in Alabama. I was born on the plantation. I was raised under the Jim Crow laws. I was taken out of schools twice a year to plant the crop and to bring it in. And I have to tell you, there's no such thing as racism. I never heard that word while growing up, because during those days, black people, for the most part, they got married. Our grandparents were married. They worked hard, and they treated all people in the way that they would like to be treated, white people and black people alike. Because during those days, we knew that not all white people agreed with Jim Crow laws.
You see, this is, okay, we got to go to a break because this is our opening segment. Folks, forgive me. We're going to be right back. I'm talking to the Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson. I know you won't go away. Folks, I'm talking to the Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson. We're having an important conversation about race, about Black Lives Matter. Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson, you just began to tell us a little bit about your story. I always want to hear people's stories because that's so important. If you don't mind, you know, repeat a little bit about what you said about how you grew up, because it's important for people to understand how you got to be who you are.
As I was saying, I was born and raised on a plantation down in Alabama. And my grandparents and their parents and their parents worked the plantation. And I was born there. I grew up under the Jim Crow laws, under the for colors only signs, for whites only signs. And we were not affected by that at all because we knew that the Jim Crow law was about the Democratic Party and that Democrats didn't want blacks to be a part of the Democratic Party at the time. And so it wasn't all white people. And that's why the Republican Party came about, because blacks were not welcome in the Democratic Party. And so the Republican Party was started by blacks and whites, right, as a result of that. And so we knew that. And because we love what's right with all our heart, soul, and might, we knew it was a spiritual battle, a warfare between good and evil. Because even in the Bible, it says that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spirits and principalities and wickedness in high places. So we knew it was spiritual. And so we treated all people the same as we would like to be treated. And it wasn't until the, and by the way, I have to tell you, if a woman got pregnant out of wedlock, abortion was unheard of. There was no way she was having an abortion. She would go in hiding because during those days, it was embarrassment to get pregnant out of wedlock. So we would have to, they have to, you know, let her go in hiding until she had the baby. But we did not hate white people. It was only after the civil rights movement started, and that should have never happened, by the way, because blacks have not recovered from the civil rights movement. And what they did, the civil rights leaders made a deal with the Democratic Party. Okay, we will sell you the black people to your party if you will let us be their leaders. Tell them how to vote, put us in power, tell them how to vote. And that's what happened. The blacks became a part of the Democratic Party by offering them welfare and free stuff, but you can't have a father in the home. So they took the fathers out, and the so-called black leaders like Jesse Jackson and other became the leader of the people, and it's just been down here ever since.
Okay, look, but you're telling a lot of people.
It was about people like Black Lives Matter, because black people were of values during those days, would never be accepted as something good. And the average black person would not follow that because they knew it was evil and it has nothing to do with racism. Racism does not exist. That's another made up lie. And white people are being controlled by that and black people are being controlled by it for power and wealth. Our battle is spiritual. It's not physical at all.
So a couple of things I have to ask you. First of all, you know, you're saying some things that I know most people have no idea about. It's one of the reasons I wanted you on here. You know, you said that it was the Democratic Party in the South that were the principal purveyors of racist policies of Jim Crow laws. Most people have no idea about that because, you know, anybody who's been in the world since the Civil Rights Act in the mid-60s, Lyndon Johnson, you sort of assume that the Democratic Party at least talks about caring about blacks and you know, is for the black underclass. But you're telling me that something happened in the 60s, that there was a dirty deal made with Lyndon Johnson, who I'm firmly convinced was a genuine racist, and that somehow people have been fooled over these years into voting, that black Americans have been fooled into voting for the Democrats.
Yes. even at, during the time of the civil rights movement, before it started, most black people were Republicans. They were not Democrats. Even Martin Luther King Jr. was a Republican until he got involved with the so-called civil rights movement. And so they did agree that we would bring the blacks over to the Democratic Party as long as you let us rule over them as leaders of the black people. And that's what they did. The Democratic Party, even today, then and today, hate black people. They don't think black people are capable of having families. They don't believe black people are capable of starting businesses, running their own communities. And so they cater to the ego of the blacks by telling them, oh, you can't make it because of white supremacists, which is another false idea. You can't make it because of slavery. You can't make it because of Jim Crow. It's all lies, but they pretend to love the blacks. And so they give them free stuff in order to manipulate you and control you. Because whomever give you free stuff and whomever can cause you to believe in a lie, they control you. These Democrats don't respect black people at all. They don't think that we are capable of having families, having businesses, because they make you feel like a victim. And that's what they're doing today in order to keep the blacks on the plantation of the Democratic Party. What's needed are families. We need to return to God. Men and women need to get married and become good examples for their children. And I guarantee you things would start to change immediately.
Now, you have worked very hard to help the black community deal with this issue that you're saying of family, of the importance of a father in the family. The whole culture has denigrated families and fathers, but in particular, the black community has suffered from this. We know that Senator Moynihan in the mid 60s, a Democrat, a principled Democrat, wrote about this and said that it's the destruction of the black family that is causing trouble. We need to deal with this. And effectively, and you're telling us the story that the leaders in the Democratic Party told him, shut up. We don't want to hear that. And they patronized black voters by saying we kind of want to keep them in the state of perpetual servitude to us. We are now going to be the ones that feed them, the way Nancy Pelosi said the other day. We're going to be ones that give them everything, and we're going to treat them as lesser than, but we will never say that. But we will, in effect, treat them like people that need to be taken care of, which is it sounds like the old slavery days. Like they're not able to take care of themselves, so we have to take care of them.
Even Lyndon B. Johnson said that he will control the blacks, that the Democrats were going to control the blacks for 200 years by taking them over in that way. And they're doing it. And there are some blacks who are starting to wake up from that now. Because I used to, when I moved to California at 18 years old, I became a Democrat because that's what the blacks were into. And I overcame that. You know, when God changed my heart, he changed my values. I can no longer identify with the Democratic Party. But it's been known for a long time that the Democrats do not care about the black people at all. And if you notice, there is no real focus on rebuilding families. Zero focus on that for the most part. And so what they did, they took the man out of the home. And whether we like it or not, know it or not, admit it or not, there's a spiritual order to life ordained by God. You can't blame me. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, and woman over children. And if you can turn the women and children against the father, against the husband, you can control them, because men, whether we realize it or not, accept it or not, you represent God on earth. He worked through the men to pass the love down to the women and children. But you turn the man away from the women and children, evil would take over and destroy them. And that's what's happened. So they took the black man out of the home.
Well, how they did that, just so we understand, right? They did it by giving financial incentives to women that you don't need a husband. We will pay you. You can have as many kids as you want. And the man can come and go. He can do. You don't need him anymore. And that was profoundly destructive.
Because when they did that, they destroyed the order of God. And they're doing the same thing to white men right now. They're accusing them of being white supremacists, of hating women, of hating it. Look how they're going after the president, right? Because he represents good. And if they can get white families to turn away from the men, they can turn them away from God. And so what we've been doing at Barn, my nonprofit, is rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man, getting men to turn back to the Father. God said that there would come a day when I will return the children to the fathers and the fathers to the children. That day is at hand. We're showing them how to return to the Father, forgive their mothers for not being able to raise them in the right way, forgive their fathers for not being there to protect them. And when they return to the Father, they return to God, and life become amazing. And the people can check us out at rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com.
Rebuildingtheman.com. I was just going to ask you, what's the website? Rebuildingtheman.com. And then, of course, jesseleepeterson.com. You're on YouTube. You have a TV program called The Fallen State TV.
Yeah.
When we come back, I want to talk to you about The Fallen State. I want to talk to you more about Bond, which is now in its 30th year. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Folks, go to rebuildingtheman.com. This is important stuff. We'll be right back with Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson.
Somebody ringing a bell. Someone's knocking at the door. Somebody's ringing a bell. Do me a favor. Open the door. I need a man.
Hi, folks. These uncertain times can cause uncertain gut slowdown. Worry and fear can wreak havoc on our digestion, making it hard to feel optimum. Bloating, less energy, and occasional constipation can slow you down in your daily activity. Try Life Change Tea at getthetea.com. Life Change Tea can help get things moving so you can get that boost of energy you need. Life Change Tea helps protect and defend your health from intruders. It's a weird time right now with all the uncertainty, so gear up and defend your health. Where do you go to purchase? Log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. The specials are on the front page, and we have numerous supplements to help combat intruders. It's time to take charge of our health and to feel better in life. It's time to live. Again, getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Getthetea.com. It is so worth it. Getthetea.com.
Folks, I got some embarrassing news to share with you, but you know what? This is just the kind of a show where I don't care. I'm willing to lay my heart, you know, on the line. Here's the issue. Mike Lindell with My Pillow. You may notice that I have a bobblehead of him near me. He's here to remind all of us that when you go to MyPillow.com, you get whopping discounts if you use the code Eric, okay? Now, there are a lot of people who haven't done that, and we have your names here. And Chris Himes and Albin pointed out to me that there's like three pages of you whose first name is Eric. You yourself, I mean, that's humiliating for me that even though your name is Eric, you're still not willing to use the code Eric. I mean, if you don't want to use it because it's my name, use it because it's your name. But the point is that I see who you are, and I just feel humiliated by this. Please go to mypillow.com. It's okay, Mike. It's going to be okay. Go to mypillow.com. Use the code Eric. You're going to get whopping savings and really high quality products. Did I mention that? Thank you.
Hey there, folks. Welcome back. This is the Eric Metaxas Show. It's the show about everything. We talk about everything. We love to have a wide variety of guests. I have the joy of speaking to Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson, principally about race. Now, Reverend Jesse Lee, you were saying that you grew up in an environment, sounds like a Christian environment, where you had family values and all that. And then 1819, you moved to California, and like a lot of the folks at the time, you kind of adopted the view that if I'm black, I have to go with the Democratic Party. So yeah. What happened to change that for you? What was it in your life that made you say, I've made a mistake here, I need to think differently?
I start to question things, which most people don't do nowadays. And I start to wonder, if white people are holding me back because I'm black, why is it that they're not holding Jesse Jackson and his family back? Al Sharpton and Louis Farrakhan and all those people, they are living in a big home. Even Maxine Waters, the Wicked Witch of the West with the low IQ, major, major home, right? And I'm thinking, if white people are holding me back because I'm black, why is it that they're not holding these black people back who are telling me these things? And I start, and so one day I asked God to let me see, because, you know, I had this conflict, this anger that was holding me back in life. And when you have anger, you're separated from God, because God is of love, and in him there is no anger. Anger is the nature of Satan. And so when you have anger, it leaves an emptiness, a void in your life. So I asked God to let me see myself, because I started to question things, and he allowed me to see that it was the anger that I had in my heart and believing into a lie. Because I thought Louis Farrakhan and Jesse Jackson and a whole lot of the black preachers who are not called by God, by the way, they're called by their mama. I thought they were telling the truth because they were saying these things and there was no one around saying that they were wrong. And so when you're young like that, I was 18, I believed into a lie. And once you believe that, whatever you believe, you're controlled by it. It believes in you and it controls you. And so, but once I started to question, he allowed me to see, God did, that I was being lied to by the so-called civil rights leaders and others, that it wasn't the white people. It was about spirit. I had this anger, and he took that away from me, and my whole world changed. I was able to see, because anyone who has anger cannot see. You're blind. That's why God said, go and forgive, and I'll forgive you and set you free. You're able to see. So once I was able to see, I started Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny, to tell black people it's not about color. It's not about racism. It's about spirit. It's about character, that you had to return to God. And in America, you could do whatever you want. You can make it in America if you had that character. In the same way we were doing it when I lived on the plantation. Do you know that when I lived on the plantation, my family members and others on land, I have an aunt, she got married. She and her husband owned Buku land. This was under the Jim Crow law. They had like 18 or 19 kids, and they all went to college. They graduated high school. They weren't complaining. They were not feeling like victims, because God was with them, and they had love instead of hate. And black people got to overcome hate, because look what happened with Barack Obama. Obama was the so-called first black president, and instead of things getting better, they got worse. The race became more divided than any other time in history. Barack Obama's primary issue was so-called same-sex marriage, homosexuality. As a matter of fact, Black Lives Matter became more prevalent and alive under Barack Obama. I remember when they were chanting, what do we want? Dead cops. When do we want it now? Pigs in the blanket. Fry them like bacon. And people went out and started killing cops. And instead of Obama rebuking Black Lives Matter, he invited them to the White House several times. He did not rebuke them. Black people became worse under him as far as employment, living areas. Everything got worse. And they realized Obama was not their friend, but their enemies. They got to return to family. It's not about color. It's not about Black Lives Matter, by the way. They're yearning for a father because they didn't have the fathers guiding them and being a good example while they were growing up. So that void that they have is a yearning for the father. It's not about tearing down monuments and destroying statues and burning down America and these white people, these white businesses giving them buku money. That's not going to help them at all, because when you don't have character, which is from God, you have nothing. You will destroy everything that's given unto you.
I tell you, it's so important that people understand why things are the way they are. You wrote a book, and the title helps us explain it. The title of your book is The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. Everything Yes. you're saying is reminding me that God's way is not to feel sorry for ourselves, to be victims. God's way is not to hate someone and say that they are oppressing me, so now I have the freedom to hate them. That is not God's way. And what we're seeing in many of these demonstrations, not all, but in many of them, there is vicious hatred. There's anger. There's rage. We have to know as Christians for sure that is not of God. You can believe what you want, but you can never believe that rage is of God. It is of the enemy, and it does not lead people to anything good. We're going to go to a break here. Folks, I'm talking to the Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson. His book is The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. You can find him on YouTube. The website is rebuildingtheman.com. That's one website, rebuildingtheman.com. The other website is jesseleepeterson.com. You can follow him on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and as I mentioned, YouTube. We'll be right back. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. Hey there, folks. Before I return to my conversation with the great Jesse Lee Peterson, I want to remind you, if you care about liberty, you care about religious liberty, you have to know about the Alliance Defending Freedom. We are doing a very important campaign with them. You may have noticed last week when Amy Coney Barrett was being questioned at the confirmation hearings, Vermont Senator Patrick Leahy questioned her about her association with ADF, with the Alliance Defending Freedom. Okay, so this was national, right? And he questioned her association with the Blackstone Legal Fellowship, which is part of ADF. I've spoken to the Blackstone Legal Fellowship, brilliant young people who are being trained by ADF. And Senator Leahy, who has been in public life since before the flood, okay? He's been a senator, he's been in public life forever. He brings this up and he talks about the controversies surrounding the Alliance Defending Freedom. Judge Barrett testified that ADF gathers the best and brightest Christian law students from around the country. And she said that her time lecturing ADF's programs was wonderful. That's the word she used. So I want to give you a quote. Jeremy Tedesco, he expressed his disappointment that a Judiciary Committee member like Senator Leahy would imply that Judge Barrett did something wrong by lecturing at ADF. Here's the clip.
Senator Leahy peddled tired, old, fabricated smears of ADF based on the far-left, corrupt, and discredited Southern Poverty Law Center. Such attempts have failed before, and they will fail again. Alliance Defending Freedom is a respected Supreme Court advocate, having won 11 cases in the past 9 years, and has long worked to protect the religious freedom and free speech rights of every American.
Okay, folks, you know, people say like, hey, I'm not going to beg. I'm not one of those people. I will beg. I'm begging you to give to the Alliance Defending Freedom. You go to our website, metaxastalk.com. They are so worthy, folks. They are doing God's work. It is vital that we support them. You don't need to be a Christian. If you care about liberty in America, I don't know who else is doing what ADF is doing. So please go to our website, metaxastalk.com. Click on the banner, please. I return to my conversation with Jesse Lee Peterson. Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson, I just want to say that, you know, you're so refreshing because you have lived the gamut, the spectrum. I mean, you talk about growing up. I mean, were you guys sharecroppers? Is that the term?
Absolutely. And it was amazing. I grew up in that, you know, as I said, on that plantation, I never thought of myself as being poor. I never thought of myself, nor were we taught that way, as a victim. I always have known that it was a spiritual battle. When I moved to California, I was deceived only for a minute, but I've known it was a spiritual battle, and good worked through people, those who have been born again of God, as evil worked through those who are children of Satan. And I've known that it had nothing to do with color. And Black people used to know that too. That's why we got to be honest with them. And not all, not all, not all, not all, not all, but most, right? We got to be honest with them. We got to tell them, no, it's not about your color. It's not about male or female. It's who you serve. It's about right or wrong, good or evil. And in this country, the greatest country in the world, everybody and their mama trying to come here. We can't even keep the illegals out, right? We can't even keep the Chinese virus out because it's the greatest country in the world. There's no reason for you not to be doing well in America if you want to. It's there. You just got to take control of your life, return to God, and let him guide you. and stop being a victim. We are not victims. It's impossible to be that in America if you're in control of your own life. And white people got to get over the fear of telling black people the truth, because blacks need to hear the truth. They're not hearing it in their homes now. They're not hearing it in their churches. They're not getting the truth taught to them in schools anymore. They're not doing all they're hearing from the media, the lying media, especially the liberal media. They're lying to the blacks, and they're falling for generation after generation. And the generations are getting worse rather than getting better, because that's what evil does. If you don't deal with evil, it'll destroy you, your children, the cat, the dog, the grass, the paint on the house, and it'll go down the road and destroy everybody. That's why you have to deal with it within yourself, and then you got to deal with it without. Otherwise, it's not going to get better.
Wow. I just have to say that it's important that people understand that there's so many blacks in this country that think the way you do. Yes. Never will hear about them in the mainstream media. It's gotten much worse, obviously. And, you know, you just said it yourself. We had a black president, and you would think that people would say, whoa, we had a black president. The white people in America elected a black man to be president. Boy, is that not evidence that we have moved so far in this country from looking down on black people? My goodness, we elected him twice. And he turned out to be a Marxist, but that's another story. It's incredible, because you're right. Things have gotten worse. I just want to say, I think that black Americans are waking up. In other words, that when Trump said, what have you got to lose? I think a lot of people are saying, you know what? Yeah, it's been 50 something years that we've been going along with the Democratic Party. And honestly, we are not doing better, and we're not going to buy the white man's trying to keep us down. It seems that what we have bought into is not helping us.
That's right. And by the way, I call the president the great white hope. And the reason I call him that, because since being in office, he's done amazing things for America as far as bringing jobs back, the restrictions that hold small businesses back and others. The man is fighting for the country in spite of the opposition. You have the children of the lie, the liberal media, the Democratic Party, the rhino Republicans, the never Trumpers. So this man and the black race hustlers, he has enemies within the country and outside, the foreign enemies. And yet he does not give up on the country. We are blessed to have President Donald Trump representing this country at this time and representing us. So we better be grateful. And white people better start speaking up and telling the truth, because by not speaking the truth, they'll hate it. When you cater to someone who will spoil, they hate you for it, and they will end up destroying you. And I don't want South Africa to happen in America. And if you really pay attention, what happened in South Africa is happening in America already. White people have been accused. Now they are destroying the police departments. White people have catered to the blacks. And now we're at a point where people like Black Lives Matter and others are trying to take the land from white folks, did in America. I mean, in South Africa.
Hang on, Jesse Lee.
Land has been taken away without compensation. That's coming to America.
Forgive me. We got to go to a break. We're going to be right back to follow up that line of thinking when we come back. Stick around. Folks, I've got the privilege of talking to the Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson. You can find him at rebuildingtheman.com and at jesseleepeterson.com. You were just saying, Reverend, that what happened, a lot of people don't even know this, that what has happened in South Africa recently, is really evil. We have racism against the whites by many of the blacks who represent, I guess that they believe that the farmers who are white have stolen the land. And there has been some incredibly ugly violence happening in this country. If Nelson Mandela were alive with his leadership, I don't believe that would be happening. But you're saying that is coming to this country. Anger, toward whites that is effectively manifesting itself in violence and in the idea that if I loot your store, Mr. White Man, then I'm just getting what's mine anyway. This is redistribution of wealth. You owe it to me. This is reparations. I know there are people talking like that.
Not only is it coming to America, it's already here. And if you pay attention, you will see that it's already here. They've been crying reparations for a long time. They got affirmative action. Now they're crying reparations. And so what they have done, especially the Democratic Party, they have put these radical black men and women in position of power. They become mayors and city councils and congressmen and women. And they are demanding reparations. And so what they're doing now, Black Lives Matter, and if you, these rioters, they're going into the suburbs. They're going into the white neighborhoods and attacking people in their own homes. They're telling white people, come out of your home. That belongs to the blacks. And because these blacks are in power, in position of making laws and making decisions, they're going to take the land away from the white people just as they've done in South Africa. White people land have been taken away from them without compensation. They have been robbed and murdered and killed and raped in their own homes and while traveling on the road because they have gotten rid of the police departments in South Africa as they are doing here. And they replace South Africa with blacks who hate white people. And the same thing is happening in America. And that's why I'm saying the children of God got to stand together of all color and fight against evil because what's happening is evil. And when reparations start to happen, and it will, unless, you know, short of a miracle from God, it will happen. We're going to have a civil war on our hand. I don't want that to happen. We can stop this now by standing up and speaking up and not have fear. And white people need to start speaking up rather than pretending that they believe this lie that black people are suffering due to slavery and due to Jim Crow and due to white supremacists and white privilege and white this. It has nothing to do with that, but has everything to do with the lack of family, the lack of belief in God, and the lack of character. If black people return to that, they'll do fine.
I hope that there are, amen, I hope that there are some folks listening to this program who have been provoked to think differently because of our time together. We're already out of time, but I just want to ask you, you have a daily show on YouTube called The Fallen State, and you do that every day. So people can find you on YouTube at The Fallen State, Jesse Lee Peterson. And I see you've got the other website I've mentioned, JLPTalk.com.
Yeah, well, that's my radio show, JLP Talk. It's on Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific time. And The Fallen State is at thefallenstate.tv. One thing I want to mention in my book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. Yeah. The one thing that these people have, Jesse Jackson, Barack Obama, Louis Farrakhan, Al Sharpton, and all the so-called black leaders, the one thing they all have in common, they had no fathers. No fathers in the home. So they were raised by their mothers, and they were raised with anger. And that's why they can't see. And so we got to return to the fathers. Children must return to fathers.
God bless you. Thank you for your time. Folks, go to rebuildingtheman.com.